Chapter 2. Bani, if thou wilt receive my words and treasure my mitzvahs with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto chokmah and apply thine lev to tevunah. Yea, if thou criest out after binah and liftest up thy voice for tevunah, if thou seekest her as kesef and searchest for her as for bat monim, then shalt thou understand the Yirat Hashem and find the Da'as Elohim. For Hashem giveth Chokmah, out of his pay cometh Da'as and Tevunah. He layeth up to Shiyah for the Yesharim. He is a mogan to them that walk in blamelessness. He keepeth the Orchot Mishpat and is shomer over the derrick of his Hasidim. Then shalt thou understand Tzedek and Mishpat and Mesharim, every Ma'agal Tov. When Chokmah entereth into thine lev, and Da'as is pleasant unto thy nefesh, Mezimah shall be shomer over thee, Tevunah shall safeguard thee, to save thee from the derek ra, from the ish medaber, tapuchot, who leaving thee, orchot yosher, walk in the darche choshek, who rejoice to do ra, and delight in the tapuchot of ra, whose orchot are crooked ones, and they are devious in their ma'agalot, to save thee from the isha zerah, even from the nochriyah, which useth smooth words, which forsaketh the aloof of her youth, and forgetteth the brit of her Elohim, for her base inclineth toward mavet, and her ma'agalot to the Rephaim. None that go into her return again, neither attain they to the Orchot Chaim, that thou mayest walk in the Derek Tovim and be shomer over the Orchot Zadikim, for the Yesharim shall dwell in the land, and the Tamimim shall remain in it, but the Rashaim shall be cut off from Haaretz, and the Bogedim shall be rooted out of it.